20% after abortion became legal.
Why is that the case?
It's called a statistic.
Who has the most abortions in America?
Women.
Black people. Is that black so? Are you trying to say the termination of blacks in the womb or women?
One of the worst things other than abortion was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks was the civil rights movement. Because prior to that, the families were together, abortion was unheard of, and the women respected the men. They may not have always agreed, but they respected that order. They brought in the government. They said, you can't have a man in the home. And then they put other people in charge of them. Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King Jr., the NAACP, they became the leader of black people. And it's just been downhill ever since.
My grandparents, rest in heaven, they taught me how to clean up after yourself, you know, make sure, or the typical, no woman wants a man that's dirty. Then my mother, you better clean up or you're going to get whipped. So that's in the play. So now it's embedded in this brain.
Pick your own stick from the backyard? Like, what are we talking here?
Yeah, she's from the country, South Carolina. My mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like whack, like with implements, like what would you get hit with?
Everything. You know the bottom of the bunk bed?
Yeah, yeah.
The wood part? Yeah.
Jeez.
And you know it has the nails.
Ah, oh, come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on. I'm so sorry, brother. That's
don't be.
Awful.
No,
okay. I am sorry. I think that's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm a dad. I.
Yeah.
The idea of even yelling at my kid is appalling to me, and the hitting them with nails and sticks.
The man is the light of the family. He's the light of the woman and the children. And when the light is out, then the mother and the children fall apart because the woman is not in her nature to raise kids or be a leader.
Shout out to Carmelo Anthony. He's moving on up, guys. He's living in a $900,000 house. This thing is beautiful. Is it a new Escalade? That is awesome. I do wonder if the lawyer told them to go out and do that to piss people off. Mm. To bring more attention to the case? I don't know. Is there some sort of 4D chess or is it just... Their lawyer is a guy who, what did he do, beat a baby's ass? He gave a baby a brain injury. I think he was either shaking or, as they say in the hood, whooping a baby's ass. Does anybody in the black community care about this?
I don't think so.
Or they're just like, oh, he whooped that baby ass. He won't slap the black off that baby. He ain't gonna cry again.
What'd the baby do?
Yeah, what'd the baby do? Anyway, Carmelo Anthony, gated community, nice. Got to get away from all the Carmelo Anthonys out there.
There's no way it's going to happen twice.
That's true, because they got it out of their system. Maybe that's why they're not putting him in prison.
You eat all that Red 40 as a kid. Also, that's got to do something to you. You know, the Red Barrel Monkeys and the Sour Patch Kids.
Delicious.
It is good, but they're eating it like it's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because you'll see a guy arrested, and he's like, arrested for 26 times. Why are they letting him out 25 times?
Yeah, that's a narco tyranny. That's what that is.
Civil rights tour.
This will develop an activist identity.
I don't.
With a historical.
I think the opposite is true. I think by developing a grieving victim mentality, you are doing a disservice to your people. Did I already tell a story about how I taught at like a black school? These schools are like chaos factories. Kids yelling. You can't go anywhere without hear abu dabu doo, abu boo. Like kids yelling constantly. You cannot stop it. Throwing at your head, like on their cell phone. Adu ba du kabu. Adu yo, hey DJ. Everywhere. You can't escape it all day long. It's a mental nightmare.
And so day one, I was trying to tell them about design or something, and this little black girl goes, "I don't like your attitude." I go back to the artist, the meeting of the student teachers, and this other guy who's in art school with me, who's this Nepo baby loser. The student meeting, he's like, "I'm just looking at these kids, and I don't know if they have a future. I don't know, and I'm trying to talk to him, like, you have to do something. Like, you could be anything you want. You could be a scientist. You can do something with your life." Day one. Giving these black kids that are in their pajamas, giving them a rousing end of movie speech, okay? And he had a very bad experience student teaching. So I go back the second day, I have printed out outlines of Air Jordans.
Nice. And then for the two white kids, like Converses, and then some girl shoes for the girls, and it's gangbusters. The kids are, they're coloring in Air Jordans, and it's like the best art class of their lives. It was actually kind of good. But point being, it's babysitting. Their parents want them f***ing out of the house, man.
But what are you gonna do, okay, if every day of your life, from K through 12, you've got some person in your face going, slavery, you were a slave, you were whipped, they called you a, you were a slave. What's gonna happen to your psychology if you hear that every day? It should be like a chapter of a book that you go through quickly.
European colonizers also enslaved indigenous peoples throughout the colonial period. People who were enslaved built many settlements and towns across colonial North America.
I'm gonna go, and this nice lady is gonna teach you all about slavery.
Here are three black historical facts and perspectives your children need to know before they start talking about slavery this school year.
Anyway, I'm gonna donate to this. You're giving $1,500 because we are good people. We feel the guilt that we should feel, and so our money becomes their money.
I hate that word, equity. That's the new word. There was equality, right? And now that we pretty much have societal equality, black women are the highest educated group of women. They're the most enrolled in college per capita. And what equity basically means is that we need to give up our we need to give up our stuff. That's what equity means. Because how can we be invested in a society where we ain't got you feel me? We may have equal opportunity, but we ain't got the same equity. That means you gotta give us half your white man. We've been giving half our for six decades, okay? This is getting ridiculous. It already was ridiculous. Now it's just a joke.
I've been doing music for 10 years. I've been writing movies since I was in sixth grade. What I really try to do is get my EP out.
Her hustle game is strong. She's got everything on lockdown. She's the queen of all media. Beautiful lyric, baby. Perfect example of why we can't have a $15 minimum wage. There's nothing that she can do that is worth $15 an hour. So when you raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, you are pricing her out of the job market. You're saying, look, you don't do anything. You stay home. Okay, we're going to send you money. We're going to keep you fed. We're going to make sure you can have as many children as you want. You just stay out of the job market. Don't do anything productive. So that's what that says. Is this a citizen of the future, a member of tomorrow's society that you're looking at here? Obviously, I don't want to do any communistic type like forced sterilization or anything like that, or a one-child policy. I just don't think that we should incentivize her mistakes. And that makes me a callous monster.
If you are a fan of real music, fund this project.
I'm sure she's a very loving, kind person. Unfortunately, we're all sort of lumped into the system where we have to pay for this sort of.
The black people that are given media outlets, that are given prominence by the media, are the most like destructive and insane. Like, why is Migos, why does he have a f***ing massive megaphone?
Cohen. God damn it, you stole it from me, bro. I was about to say,
who's Liar Cohen?
Your picture of this guy, this is why.
Wall Street and the recording industry are holding down black people. And it's white people who are at the top of Wall Street and the recording industry, right? Guys, you following me? If mainstream black people start delineating, like Ice Cube has done, between white people, okay? And I'm not gonna say Brazilians, but I'm gonna say people with white skin tones. Jet, can you pull up the clip of The Sopranos, the guy talking about being the white man's?
You mean Brazilians?
Thank you, Jim. Let's get right to the point, huh?
If you read Chuck D's book, you know that he advises that reparations be made by the
Brazilian
studio moguls in Hollywood on account of the way black folks have been portrayed in film.
You're talking to the wrong white man, my friend.
You start making this differentiation, and I will be
I'll be on your side, okay? I will listen. We can have a conversation, though. We can start the conversation. Hollywood, black people always complaining about how they're not represented in Hollywood, even though they're f***ing in every movie is 60 to 70% black. Fine, you have, go ahead and have that beef, okay? The white people who run Hollywood, can we talk about that for a second? Can we talk about that for a split second? Because they might be like the white people who run the recording industry, okay? Mm-hmm. And black people, if you can't make that differentiation, then hey, no hate, but this right here, this is the CEO of hip hop. Here's the guy who invented soul food. A nice little piece of your history. There's the guy who invented it. That's what I see. Help me out here. I'm throwing you a bone, throw me a bone. Let's do it. Let's get it popping. Here's CeeLo Green. I love him. I love those songs. Whatever, okay? Here's the whitest guy I've ever met in my entire life. And he probably has a Confederate flag hidden somewhere because he's so white. So let's close it off. Here's a Japanese person. He's literally 100% Japanese. And there's no genetic distinction between this man and a Japanese man. As far as I know, his name is Akio Toyota, and he loves to go down to the pier and fish while listening to ukiyo-e music on his Sony Walkman headphones and he paints watercolors. They're amazing.
I'm really excited, man. Today's my day to give back. Give wealth, give inspiration, give knowledge out. Did you know the Africans don't have a word for neighborhood? Africans don't have a word for neighborhood. They have a word that means great sharing of ideas. Great sharing of brilliant ideas. And it's gonguguzela, which is what they use to refer to their neighborhood or their city. That's what this area is right here, I call it a meeting of the minds. And there's broken piss bottles everywhere. And I love this type of neighborhood. I love living in houses like these, you know, living above or below someone who makes a lot of noise and is smoking and is always fighting with their significant other and kicking the door in and causing domestic violence. So first gift today is going to be the Dr. Emmett Brown collectible vinyl Funko Pop action figure, the Dead magazine. That's a good one. Imagine the look of joy on some little urban inner city girl's face when she sees this awesome poster and knows that she can do literally anything. That is amazing. Oh, I'm jealous of whoever's getting this. Batman with the keychain in the box. Philips Respironics Dream Station. This is a great one. That's gonna go to a happy home. Oh, Philips, the heated humidifier. That's a great one. It really is true what they say. You know, every CEO, every guy with $1 million or more like me, spends more time giving away of themselves than they do of taking from the world. So,
oh, and by the way, there's a bunch of shots. You know it's a black director when he's cutting to like women walking away from the camera and just he's showing their ass. So we just get to linger on the ass of women walking away from us. Happens with the black woman and then it happens with this white woman. So that's, you know,